Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We're with you till 10 a.m. this morning. We got a lot to get to on the show today. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Seth, I'm looking at this very depressing box score from last night's Astros game.
Why?
Well, I watched the actual
Why would you do that?
I watched the actual game, and I'm like, hey, is there anything missing? You know, is there anything that I that just sailed over my head in this
offense,
game?
Sean, yeah, offense is what you're missing.
Offense, holy crap.
Offense and a pitcher.
Oh my
God. I'd like more than 2.5 pitchers who can go more than 4 innings in a game.
Yeah.
Can I get that?
Yeah, dude.
Can I get an amen?
It was funny. Huh? The game last night, and look, you know, Ryan Gusto is a rookie who it is what it is right now, as they say.
Like
they
got what tis.
They've got injuries in the rotation, and he's going to be getting a turn every 5 or 6 days. Last night, though, like in the very beginning of the game, he gets the first couple guys out real efficiently. I'm like, all right, and he gets ahead of the next guy.
Yeah, he's getting guys on 0-1 counts a lot.
Yeah.
He does nothing with them.
First two guys out, gets ahead of the next guy, and then if I had gotten up to go to the bathroom in the middle of that hitter, I would have come back to the bases being loaded because of two walks and a hit batter. I'm like, oh, you're so, and he got out of that inning. To be fair to him, he got out of the first inning. But it was almost like the warning signs were there, like, yeah, this is. I know he left the bases loaded, but this is probably not going to end well. And he was, I mean, yeah, he was kind of terrible. I mean, he put 10 guys on base in 4 1/3 innings.
You're going through this trying to, okay, he needs to be more aggressive. Yeah. So he's getting up in the count early. He's got all these 0-1 counts, but then he just doesn't know how to finish. It's like when you loan money to a relative. That you just like, I'm just going to try to give you a leg up here, man, and get started. And then you find out he's at the racetrack. You know, like, he's at the racetrack again.
Yeah.
And I just need, whether it's Colton Gordon or Ryan Gusto, one of those two.
Yeah.
Just start going consistently more than 4 or 4 1/3 innings into a game.
Yeah.
Most women can be satisfied with 5 or 6 easily. 4, it's a tough go of it.
Yeah.
Okay. The 4 is it's a little shy.
Women talk about that all the time.
Give me 6.
They talk about that all the time. Just give me 6 innings, all right? That's all.
Yes.
Can you give me 6 innings?
8 or 9 innings, then everybody's happy.
Hunter Brown,
you know?
Hunter and Framber can go all night long, man. Yeah. Hell yeah.
You don't have to be even the average.
No.
You can be a little bit below average, and it'll be all right.
But this
relief side. I mean, it's damn, the 2 out of 5 times in the rotation – you're going with, it might as well be a committee game.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, it's a reliever game. Here we go.
It's been good. The bullpen's, you know, the Pirates are an awful team. They're not a good offensive team. So thankfully, the bullpen, the bright side, bullpen came in last night, Okert, King, and Sousa. And they shut things down and gave the Astros at least a chance to win the game last night. I looked at the standings this morning, and the Astros are up by a half a game. And I choose to look at it like, man, this team, they're not a good offensive team. They haven't been a good offensive team all year. They're elite in certain areas of their pitching. They're in first place, man. This does not feel like a first place team, but it's a little bit of gravy right now that they're actually in first place. You know,
they're in first place, and if this team is going to do anything this year, it's going to be because somehow the complete pitching staff really just continues to do a lot of what they've been doing, and then either Arrigetti comes back, or Luis Garcia or Christian Javier, like one or two of those guys coming back and being a mainstay and really performing well can help lift this team up above just being a 500 caliber team. But the problem is this offense, I mean,
yeah, they need Jordan back. They need Jordan
Skeens,
back.
Skeens is one thing.
Yeah.
Okay, you only score one run against Skeens.
Yeah.
Great. And you win the game. Great.
Yeah.
But I like you scored zero runs last night. They haven't, you know, they've had a few deluges of huge production games by and large, but they're a below average offense right now. And even with Jordan back, Jordan might lift them up to a little bit above average, but it's not like that one guy is going to make that huge of a difference, no matter how good he is.
That's right. So kind of a snoozer last night. The Astros lose 3-0. They'll try to win the series tonight. Framber on the mound tonight. Framber's been great lately.
Is it tonight or is it a day game?
It's tonight. It's a 5:40 start again. I love
these early starts. Have been nice. Yeah,
5:40.
So early last night.
5:40. I'm looking up. They're getting the ninth inning is going on. It's 8:00. I'm like, oh, now this is baseball right here. Yeah.
This is also vintage early 2025 Astros in that it was boring as hell.
Really boring.
It was
a snoozer.
Was really, really boring.
It was a snoozer. Yeah. You're probably able to get a lot done. Able to get a lot done last night as you had the game on in the background.
The only fun I had last night was trying to remember the various places that Tommy Pham has been all the different. Yeah, every time Pham pops up, I'm kind of like, oh wait, am I crazy? I thought Pham was playing for I don't know, one out of three other teams in ML. He's played for 10 teams in his career.
He seems like a guy, and I'm basing this entirely on the fact that he walked up and punched Jock Peterson in the face before a game. I'm guessing Tommy Pham might be a guy who's a little intense to be around a lot. You know,
I wonder if that's you know what? As I was thinking about Tommy Pham's long career in various different places, Sean, I'm not exaggerating. I think he's been with 10 teams.
Yeah,
is C.J. Gardner-Johnson?
Oh yeah.
Where like Tommy Pham always like he always shows up and is like, oh man, he just he's hurt the Astros at various times, whether it was with the White Sox, the Cardinals, the Royals, the Diamondbacks, the Mets, the Reds, the Padres, the Rays, or the Cardinals once again. That he just, I don't know, he just moves around a lot, but he's still a valuable player.
That's a good analogy. Man, I can't wait. C.J. Gardner-Johnson has not been here for OTA so far. I am highly anticipating him being here. I can't wait to find out what this experience is about. Because he's still making headlines. He's not even with the Eagles, and he's in a headline with the Eagles beat writer here. He's clapping at Vic Fangio.
Well, remember, he's clapping at Vic Fangio. Yeah, explain that. And then the one glimpse we did see of him was funny. I might have to go back and find the audio, but go ahead.
I guess C.J. Gardner-Johnson went on social media yesterday, and he was responding to a comment made by his former defensive coordinator, the current DC in Philly, Vic Fangio. And Vic Fangio had said that they made the decision to let C.J. Gardner-Johnson go because of salary. He called it, quote, a salary cap thing.
Yeah.
And Vic Fangio says, Howie Roseman, the Eagles GM, made that decision. I was fine with it. Gardner-Johnson, in response to that, reposted a graphic featuring the quote to his Instagram story and added text that read, quote, just don't do them young guys like y'all did me. End quote. He also included a 100 emoji and a flexed bicep emoji.
Yeah.
Care to translate, Seth?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't know. I don't know exactly what it means. It feels a little bit almost like, I don't know. It feels like maybe C.J. Gardner-Johnson had interpreted that as some kind of an insult or something. And that's where I enjoy the fun of it is that, you remember, Antonio Brown has a history of kind of taking a relatively harmless statement by somebody and somehow turning it into an insult or something.
Yeah.
Or just attacking. I don't know. It's just I felt like it was an odd. Usually if somebody says, hey, it's a salary cap cut, that is a nice way of saying we really like the guy. It's just we had to
numbers
do all
are numbers.
This. You know, we had to get younger guys and everything.
Math.
I think Vic may have been one of the guys who wanted to keep him. And Vic, in saying that, is saying where Fangio says it's, you know, what did he say? No,
Fangio said it was a salary cap thing. How he made that decision, I was fine with it.
Yeah. So like. Vic, it sounds to me like Vic really wanted to have C.J. Gardner-Johnson back. The reports were that guys on the defensive side of the ball wanted him back. But he's, you know, showing deference to his boss and saying, yeah, I'm cool with it. I get it. I understand it.
Yeah.
So being a salary cap cut is not an insult whatsoever. If anything, when it's framed that way, it's kind of a compliment in that we got to take care of this salary.
So why is C.J. Gardner-Johnson angry about this, do you think?
I don't know, or if he's angry or what. Because remember,
just early, don't do them young guys like y'all did me. 100 emoji, flexed bicep emoji.
We gotta go.
He doesn't seem happy.
we gotta go to his press conference when he first got here, and somebody asked him a question because C.J. Gardner-Johnson was wearing kind of a funny hat, and somebody asked him a question about Cam Newton, basically making a reference to his hat.
Yeah.
And C.J. Gardner-Johnson just started laughing and saying, like, oh, yeah, Mario Edwards, yeah.
I
played with him in Dallas or something. I didn't know. I had no clue. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was all over the place.
He might be unhinged, C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
In a good way.
Yeah. Well, if you're winning, it's in a good way. You know, like, it's... So we'll see.
Well, I think on this defense, it's in a good way, too.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a level of the way this defense plays, they've got a lot of guys out there who are unhinged, but the key is they figured out how to balance. They're unhinged on the football field, but they're Eagle Scouts off the football field.
Yeah.
And they're kind of, you know, they kind of get it. You know, I feel like Will Anderson, totally unhinged, but also he gets it and he knows how to conduct himself as a citizen.
Hey,
you look at Kamari Lassiter, unhinged on the football field, but solid everywhere else. I just, CJ might be unhinged everywhere. I have no idea.
I know, that's the crazy
thing. CJ Gardner-Johnson.
That's why I'm so excited about this defense. You could have said, what you just said about this defense... And somehow we got over the Astros losing 3-0 over to C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
It's Tommy Pham.
And I'm here for it. Yeah,
Tommy Pham, as it always is. It's the linchpin to everything.
It's 6 degrees of Tommy Pham, yes. But you could have said, what you just said about this defense and the unhinged level of the whole thing, you could have said, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson could be playing on Mars for a team up there, and that would have been a true statement. they took the defense that has this level of unhingedness, they call it swarm, and you plunked C.J. Gardner-Johnson down into the secondary. Holy crap.
Hey, what should we do with this pile of dynamite? Throw some water on it.
Yeah.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson is the water to our dynamite.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's...
Kids who might not watch Westerns these days as much as we used to back in the day, wet dynamite is way more volatile than dry dynamite.
I'm glad you explained that because I like the, you know, the...
It doesn't sound like it makes sense, right? Yeah, you think like, oh, dry dynamite seems like a. It's not like Tinder. Which kids back in the day, Tinder was something you used to start a fire, not something you used to try to get out some pee with.
Just different kind of fire. That's all.
That's true. Yeah.
Great name. And now that I think about it, I'm like, that was really well named.
So it's fun. It's going to be fun.
Yep. It'll be a lot of fun.
Tommy Pham.
So we're off and running on a Tommy Pham Thursday here on Payne and Pendergast. All right, we do have a lot to get to. Hey, Clint Sterner is going to join us on the show today at 9 a.m. He was actually out at OTAs. Get to talk a little ball with Clint Sterner. That's always fun. So we're going to do that at 9 o'clock today. We still have some other Astros stuff to get to. I also want to circle back to the Texans and the offensive line. This is interesting. DeMeco Ryans said one thing about the offensive line. One of his more prominent players, whose name he brings up a lot, said something almost kind of the opposite about the offensive line in his media session. So we'll have that for you. Are you okay if the five that they trotted out there as the ones in OTAs are the ones in week one? We will hit some offensive line coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.